Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
This is show 162 of Absolutely Intercultural. My name's Anne Fox, and the show is coming to you from Denmark. Happy New Year! It's the first one of 2013. The sound you just heard was an instrument made by Thomas Kubayi, who sculpts, drums, and plays music, and who gave my daughter a sculpting lesson when my family stayed in the Limpopo region of South Africa last year. It just so happens that I'm working with a South African partner in a European project, the UniKey project. So I was very excited to meet Maria Tinka Oos on her home turf when she showed me round some of the many projects which abound in her region of South Africa, which is centred on Hoedspruit, just outside the famous Kruger National Game Park. The UniKey project is about supporting university interns who choose to do their internships in small enterprises rather than the large, well-known companies. This means that the interns have a better chance of working with the founder of the company and get a better feel for the entrepreneurial skills needed to run a company. Europe is starting to send interns outside the EU, for example, to South Africa, and there are plans for promoting exchanges in the other direction too, with South Africans able to do internships in Europe. The UniKey project has developed an online course for the interns to follow, and what we needed from our South African partners was some feel for how well our online course would travel outside of Europe. For example, when we talk about marketing and partnerships in the UniKey course, is our definition wide enough to encompass the African way of doing things? What about our definition of business even? Marcella Bosch, a Dutch woman and former aid worker, has her sustainable tourism lodge business, Madia Tava, where we stayed a few days. Can you make a living employing the former farm workers that gained their livelihood from the land that you just bought? I wondered. I also spoke to Kostas, who works for a clinic supported by the farms, which in South Africa are huge concerns employing thousands of workers who often live on site. This is very different to farming in Europe, which is highly mechanized with very few employees. And while we in Europe depend on a universal health service paid for through taxation, South Africa is facing the HIV and AIDS epidemic, which affects mainly adults in their prime. So health projects are often centred around the workplace, as in the case of the Bavaria farm I visited near Hoedspruit, where the clinic is financed partly by the employers and partly by community efforts. We'll also be hearing a new perspective on how to improve the status of women and how European experts can't always cope with the differences they meet in the African context. Don't forget that you can catch all of the links on our blog at www.absolutely-intercultural.com, where you're welcome to leave us a comment or catch us on our Facebook page, where we'd love to hear from you. Welcome to Melina, Akos and Omar, who are the latest people to like our Facebook page. If you'd like to find out more, you can also find an interesting collection of books about intercultural communication, which we have referred to over the years in our Amazon store. Anything you buy from there will give us a small amount to cover the costs of running the podcast. So let's start by seeing how we can be absolutely sustainable in the Limpopo region of South Africa on a former farm near Louis Trichard, or Makado as the town is also known. And by the way, why towns have two names in South Africa is a whole other story, which we could discuss on the Absolutely Intercultural Facebook page if you want to know more.
I am Marcella Bos, and I'm originally from the Netherlands. I'm Dutch. And we came to South Africa 12 years ago And I started to work here for a Dutch development organization.
So can you tell me, what do you provide here over and above the usual thing, which is accommodation and food?
Yeah, I think you are right. We are different from other lodges because of our sustainable tourism approach. What we really try is to see how people in our area can benefit from our business. Of course, we run a normal business, but apart from that, we invest a lot in skills development of our staff. This place was previously a farm, and we took over the farm workers from the previous farmer, and we started to train the staff in skills related to tourism. As an example, the people who worked on the land, they are now housekeepers with the women. We started a small sewing business. We trained our cook ourselves. That is about our staff, but what we also try to see how as much as possible people in the rural villages can benefit from our lodge. And that is why we build relationships with about 25 individual artists and craft workshops in the whole north of Limpopo. And we support them in developing art and craft products, but also in the field of marketing and running their businesses. And because we have this relationship with all the artists and crafters, we have easily access to all the villages and all the workshops where the people work. And that is where we take our guests. And in that way, we offer our guests a cultural experience.
Yeah, as we did yesterday when we visited a sculptor and we visited a potter, and we were able to take part and actually try out the skills, and that was really interesting. So I think that is popular with your guests.
Yeah, that starts to come. We started to organize tours and that people could visit villages during the day and visit workshops. But now we come at the next level, that we also see that there are people coming here who have a deeper interest and who really like to be for a whole day or 2 days with one of the artists and really practice the skills.
So this is a viable business model then?
Yeah, because it needs to be viable. Despite that you are promoting sustainable tourism, you need first to run your business properly and that you can generate an income out of your business. And when you have a viable business, then you can easily make the step to see how more and more people benefit from what we are doing.
So that was an example of how to look after your employees in a small-scale business. And now you can hear the sound of my daughter having a go at sculpting wood with renowned local artist Thomas Kubayi. While I was in South Africa, I had the chance to discover that there is a wide range of community organisations working hard with the big employers to provide all sorts of health, education, and other benefits for their employees. So this means that instead of local government or public sector provision, there's much more local and volunteer-based coverage in South Africa. In the Hoedspruit area, the two businesses I heard most about were the game lodges and the farms. So my next visit was to a clinic based on a fruit farm, which treats many HIV and AIDS patients through the Lokomela project. In speaking with Kostas, I learned that when you're HIV positive, a key indicator you need to look at are your CD4 levels. And I also learned that, at least on this farm, the disease can be managed so that there are reasons to be absolutely positive.
My name is Kostas. My sign name is Ngobeni. I stay at Timbavati, Kielane. Then I started to work at Lokomela in 1992. Then we always go to the farmers, to the farms, to teach the people about HIV. and to teach a lot of things about disease. It's HIV, STIs, and all kind of disease which is the people and healthy lifestyle. Just ARVs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I enjoy this work because a lot of people, I think they are live with me. I help a lot of people.
That must be really rewarding.
Yes. Yeah. I'm proud with the people because we get sometimes the people have got two CD4.
Yeah.
But we manage.
Mm.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes we get one.
Yeah.
But I said I'm proud because if they got one CD4, we must be always help and give support.
Yeah, yeah.
And then till it's fine. Another guy here, she's working here at Bavaria. So I think CD4, it was just two. Mm. But now, it's good.
Yeah.
She can work. She can, as the driver here at mm-hmm. Bavaria.
Yeah.
I'm proud with that.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get the people who is pregnant, but that people, she's HIV positive. But we help them.
Mm.
If she get the baby is negative,
yeah.
but the mother and father is positive.
Yeah.
We have lot of children who is negative, but the mother and father is positive.
That's
we're proud with that.
And how does that happen?
If we teach the people, teach the people, if you are HIV positive, don't get pregnant if the CD4 is below. You must start drink treatment. If the CD4 is good, you must come to the sister. Now, my sister, I want children that we can change a treatment.
So I didn't realize that there was a good time and a bad time to get pregnant when you were HIV positive.
Yes, if you are HIV positive, it's not good if you get pregnant if you got one CD4. It's not good.
Yeah.
Because you're going to die, and the baby, they're going to die.
Yeah.
But we help.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, we help until the baby born negative.
Yeah, that's
and marvelous. If you go to deliver the child to the hospital, we tell you, you must direct tell her, I've HIV positive.
Yeah. Mm.
Then the nurses and the doctor, they know about you.
Yeah, yeah.
They can help you.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's wonderful. And when you started, you talked about that you tell people about how to avoid HIV and so on. Do they listen?
But before, it was difficult.
Yes.
But now, it's better.
Okay.
Because we can teach the people about condoms, but it's difficult. Because you're going to demonstrate and show what to do. But now it's better.
Yeah.
Yeah, the people listen.
Mm.
It's not a lot of people who is not going to listen, but a lot of people, they are listening.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's great.
And myself, I'm very proud. I want to tell another story. At Bavaria, I'm not going to say that a supervisor. It was one supervisor. It was always girlfriend, and one of the good day, girlfriend has died. Mm. And then one of the good day, we talked with her, me and Doris, for a long time. Mm. They said, no, I didn't want to test. Mm. But one of the good day, I call her. Mm. I cry before I talk with.
Mm.
I say, please, test today, it's your time.
Yeah.
If you test now, you get you an HIV negative, you're going to still stay negative.
Mm.
If you test today, you get you are HIV positive, you're going to get treatment and all that kind of that. But I tested. I get it's positive. But now I'm very proud because if you see one of the patients here is sick, I say, go to the clinic.
Mm. Okay, so by affecting somebody
yes.
at the top,
yes, but
you
now
can, you, she has an influence on all the others.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
But I'm very proud of this because a lot of supervisors, they call this, they say, come. Myself, I drink treatment, come and test. Mm. And a lot of supervisors, they are HIV positive.
Mm.
As I was driven around the projects by Maria Tinger Us, my eye was drawn to a set of murals painted on the wall of the Bavaria farm, showing desirable male behaviour, such as not drinking and not using physical violence against your wife. When I asked Maria Tinker about these, she gave me a surprising solution to promoting equality. Let's go absolutely equal.
So our gender program is about not to necessarily just work on women, but to make positive role models of men. Mm. And it really, that makes more difference than to empower women just on their thing. But if you have positive role models of men that says I don't hit a woman, or I, then the other process can also start. But that's sort of as a first entry.
How do you make,
we take all these supervisors and workshop them and let them state their issues and come up with behavior. How do they relate to women?
Oh, right, okay.
So they start thinking about it, you know, how, what type of model would they as leaders like to be for their children? How would they like somebody else to treat their daughter?
Yeah.
Maria Tinker also talked about another part of the Lokomela project, which is an organic herb garden, which has been started to supply the many game lodges in the Hoedspruit area. As we were talking, she mentioned why interns should come alone and gave one example where the foreign expertise just could not cope with the differences experienced in South Africa.
Effort to look after two people. So they stayed on their own together, and it didn't work. Because what if you have two volunteers or strange foreigners, and they stick together the whole time, they don't learn, and they don't give the environment.
Yeah.
They also, because the whole idea is we wanted to look at diet, nutrition, for how can we make plan within the African context. We, under the various states, we're going to do now bigger community gardens again, where we actually give people plots to work after hours to enhance their income. Using our structure, which Adelina has pioneered for marketing now to the lodges, but also for their own consumption, and we really believe that is going to work. But in the end, the nutritionist couldn't latch into the African diet. It was very strange for them. They couldn't make it. And one of them really was traumatized by the whole experience. But in the end, she just gave up, you know. That is what I eat. All the Africans eat all this starch. She just felt she couldn't make any difference. So, you know, it depends very much on who the students are.
Thanks to everyone who was willing to speak to me in South Africa, and especially to Maria Tinker Us of Kruger to Canyons, who introduced me to the wealth of activity going on in her area. She literally opened doors and gave me a peek into so much which, as a tourist, I would never have experienced. Thanks also to the UniKey project for giving me the opportunity to wonder about how people do business in other parts of the world. You'll find the links to the UniKey project and all the African projects mentioned in this podcast on our blog at www.absolutely-intercultural.com. Who knows? This might even be the start of your own African internship adventure. And if you want even more background as to broader issues behind what people were telling me about in this podcast, then you might consider visiting the Absolutely Intercultural Amazon store, where we have both classics, basics, and specifics for sale, a small proportion of which goes to us to support the costs of maintaining the podcast. The next show will be coming to you from Germany with Laurent Borgmann on February the 1st. Happy New Year and stay tuned.
Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tverkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.